Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. You guys want to see why I'm late real quick?
Yeah. Hope there's a big buff dude in the back.
He's been jerking in that room. It's a hotel.
Give me a ding.
Oh,
number 20.
Oh, no.
Yes.
God damn it.
You need a whole 5 minutes for that?
Oh. I don't know how I feel. Like,
Look how ready he is. He's so proud of himself. I love it.
I think I'm as uncomfortable as Greg would be if any of us just did that to Greg.
Yeah.
Guys, it's just lotion and tap water. I'm just joking.
Don't ruin
my dreams. Rub it on your arms to prove otherwise.
That doesn't prove anything.
Rub it on your face.
Rub it on your face.
Rub it on my face. God, I wish we were recording.
And we are.
We are.
For the record, Greg just showed us his hand. And we're not talking about gravy.
And we'll be right back.
Seriously, I have to go put this in the sink.
He's got to go dump it in the sink.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It is 20, guys.
That was good, man.
20.
When are we going to celebrate the big 2-0? Oh, he should do a 21 run. Just 21 dudes.
21 gun salute.
And we're back, and so there's.
I feel gross.
I'm staying at a casino resort because it was the cheapest one I could find.
I think you feel delicious. And really, so, you're in a casino?
Yeah, I've had to walk through a casino 20 times. Something about me, I don't care at all about casinos. Like, not even a little bit. I'm not a gambler. I guess sports betting is maybe the closest thing that I would do. I guess. But this place was, it's real nice, and it's was the right price. And so I was like, all right, it's better than, a Hilton Garden Inn or wherever I was going to stay at. That's just kind of like the fourth generation of that same hotel over and over again. And so, yeah, but the problem is that there's like a resort and spa and stuff like that. So I went to go
obviously
find some.
Not sponsoring this show, Hilton Garden Inn.
Hilton Garden Inn is fine. The one that I stay at here is not as good as this place that I'm at. But the problem with it being a resort is that I went to get some shampoo out of the shower to use to freak you guys out. And it's full of like blue crystally stuff. And I was like,
Wow, you're full of microplastics just like me.
It's New Mexico right on the money.
It's meth poo.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, conditioner will work, and the conditioner's better. And it's not. It's also full of blue crystally stuff.
Outstanding.
And then there was one other thing in there that it was body wash, also some weird substance. And so then I was like, all right, hand lotion, you better deliver. And then I put it in my hand. I was like, that's pretty good, but it's not soupy enough. So we went to the tap water, a quick stir, a low resolution camera, and it worked. Man, that was great. Brandon's reaction.
That work.
Exactly what I needed. So.
It was the most unexpected thing that you could have, like.
Here's why I'm late.
Of all of the things, yeah. Not because it's like shocking to see someone's, which it is. It doesn't matter who it is.
Really?
It's shocking to see you sharing such personal moments with us.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well.
Did your room just go dark, Brandon?
No, it's just I've got some issues. Speaking of your penis.
Okay.
Let's get right into it.
Should I start the show first, or should we like...
Go ahead, start the show, and then we'll talk about your penis.
We're going to continue to come and continue to come.
Well, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Sup, nerds? I'm Greg Gerd. Welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the alleged author of Architectures Across Eastern Washington. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but your Montana mountain king. Oh, what else is there? Tony Pizza, the blimp commander. He's finger blasting Brandon from the internet. Old Honey Long, hello. Welcome back.
Hey. Hi. It's so good to be at the intro. I miss so much. Speaking of hand lotion, I missed so much Jergens talk last week. It was so funny. You guys, I was walking through a grocery store trying to find burrata. No, I was trying to find burrata, which actually the stuff around, like when you get the burrata out of the like little tub thing that it comes in.
Yeah.
Well, the stuff that is around the cheese kind of looks like what was just in your hand. But I was walking through this grocery store because they do not keep the burrata where the burrata should be, which is like with the other cheese. It is in its own special case at the front of the store, so you can pass it 100 times, never seeing it. Anyway, I was listening to you guys talk about the Jergens robot. And all I could think of was, yes, you want like a life-size lady Asian robot to carry you around full of Jergens. I want a life-size German man robot and to name it Jergen Klinsmann.
Jergens Klinsmann.
What if it carried Jergen Klinsmann around? Like, that'd be awesome. How meta. Well, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. That's not a wiener under his sweatpants. That's a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hi, Siege.
Hola, what's wrong, honey, Chilama? My question to Brandon is, I thought you were telling that you were hearing about Jergens and you were going to get that cheese because you were going to use that cheese to...
I didn't say that's not what it was for.
He didn't rule it out, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Siege, you all right? You doing well?
Oh, man. I'm tired. Yeah. But yeah, I'm doing great, boys.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just say, find us online to say sexy things about Siege or mustachy things about Brandon, nerdtalkplus.com. Siege.
I just got a couple of quick notes here to thank a couple people. A new follower, I believe, on Instagram. It's Beefay. Thank you. It's Beefay.
Yeah.
We're going back to quite possibly the beginning of our existence on social media and liking every single post.
Yeah.
And Megan in Washington, D.C. says, look at Siege quoting Shakespeare. That's hot. I wasn't even sure he could read. I can't. And I forgot that I had quoted Shakespeare at all until I
have no idea what you're talking about.
He hasn't read the book. He's only seen the plays.
Hell is empty and the devils are all here. It was
that's good. It was very good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I talk about Greg's penis now?
Yeah, please. Let's talk about sorry, dude, guys. I've been waiting all week for this. Yeah. I have so many notes that I've been writing down this all week about Greg's penis.
Oh, man, great. That's just...
for anyone who doesn't know, last week we did a segment on the show called Gergirth, which was the measurement around and down and the comparison between the two of the human wiener. And so we're back with notes now, with everyone else having had time to do their own research. Like it's 2021 and we're all fighting COVID. Brandon.
Yeah, well, so what we discovered, or what we arrived at, was that the Gergirth, the unit of Gergirth, actually, no, it's more like you have a Gergirth if your wiener is... If the circumference of your ween is as the same as the length of it. Mm. So it's not like... Because like, I think that people could... If you hear that without being critical, you could hear, oh, that's a chode, right? Like, that's not the same thing.
No, that's a different
thing.
By chode, right? You mean knob?
Yeah.
Is that the other word for... not the same. Anyway, so I think that just
we're
hear us out.
Like, short and wide, right, is what you're thinking is by
chode?
Yeah.
So different. What we're
not
talking about is... No, exactly. Right. And so I just want to be very clear. But then I got thinking about...
Thanks, buddy.
Other, like, I got thinking
short
about the Gergirth. that would be a Gurgurth. And if you're not sure if yours is a Gurgurth or not, you can DM Hey Gregor at Hey Gregor on Instagram pictures. So, and he will ruler.
No. You can't DM me pictures because I can't measure around. The pictures are two dimensional. I need three dimensional.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So you got to
send him your dick in the mail. Straight on shot.
Okay. Straight get on yourself shot. One of he those can... kits to make yourself a wiener, like a yeah. like a your
oh,
own
like the plaster mold.
Yeah, get your own
yeah.
plaster
oh,
mold.
Oh yeah.
Make
yeah.
yourself an erect wiener. Fill it with whatever silicone product goes into it.
Oh,
you're
doing this
me.
Erect? That was another question I had. I had so many questions.
For sure, erect. Okay, but here this got me thinking about. Because we talked about the Gurgurth, G-I-R-T-H, right? Well, I want to talk about Gurgurth, which is
Gurgurth.
How many to get the circumference of the Earth?
Yeah, exactly. can we stoik that? Anybody? Gravy, use a Google. How many of Greg's penises would it take to get around the Earth, and how many bees would fill those penises? The question is,
could roll past them?
What else?
Oh,
in
I did the math
Earth?
On the bees, and I can't remember what it was now, but it wasn't flattering enough for me to be able to say it on here.
Wait, first,
they were honeybees. They're very big. They were full of pollen.
Before we get too deep into this, how are we labeling Gurgurth? Is it GG? Is it G squared? Is there expected Gurgurth? Is it XGG?
I think it's G cubed because we're talking about volume. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, there are three G's in Gurgurth. Oh, okay. Wait, no, yeah. There's not.
No. There is.
Yeah.
There is Girth. Now.
Okay. Not the way I spelled it, but now there are. Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna do two parentheses G or GG, but no.
Well, I would like to think Girth. About. This gets me right to I'm going here.
Hold on, guys. It's just Gurg. That's the unit. Like it doesn't need to be Gurgurth. Just write, 27 Gurg. That'll be, we'll all know. Okay. Gurg squared.
It's Gurgurth.
Okay. Full on. Right at that. We need a new, like, how they use like Greek and Roman symbols for math and stuff like that. We got to find it like Japanese. It's got to be Japanese. What's the letter for G in Japanese? That's what it is.
Let's find the let's
double
Google
G
translate.
So I've been thinking about a few different
girth in Japanese.
A few different ways that we're going to live in Gurg's green earth here.
Nice.
I kind of envision us moving. Ooh, wow, that's terrible. I kind of envision us moving to kind of like a Smurf universe territory where other words are just replaced by Gurg. And so I would
like
to start
Smurf and crazy.
Yeah. Like, I would like to give you guys a few of my ideas and how they are related to Greg's penis. The first is how you measure time that it takes you to – or I guess how you measure the days in which you jork it. And I would like to say that we use the standard Gurgurthian calendar. When you need to find all the different places and document what you've done, you use Gurgle Earth.
Gurgle Earth. How much load? How many milliliters is that?
I was doing the
look up on Gurgle
Earth. That's it.
I was doing the dishes, and I was like thinking about all these different ways that we could use Gurg in these words, and I said Gurgle Earth out loud to myself while I was doing the dishes, and I started laughing.
Shout outs to Sean Gravy Gervin in the comments and the group chat who says, assuming 5 inches, right? 316 million Gurgurths to circle the Earth to make one Gurgurth.
Wow.
To make one Gurgurth. And then finally, I would like to share, we were all tasked. I don't know if anybody else took their homework seriously, but we were all tasked with figuring out if we had a Gurgurth. And the thing is it's difficult to measure. So the question last week, in case you weren't here, was of the week, yeah, is...
Oh my God.
Oops.
Wrong one, but not the wrong one.
Also correct.
Thank you. The question of the week last week was if the rule of your wingspan, so there's this thing, I don't know if this is urban legend or not, but like your wingspan, if you stick your arm straight out to either side and you were to turn that sideways, that's supposed to be the same height as you, right? Is that like
that's the Da Vinci
like a thing
code.
For sure? Okay, that's the Tom Da Vinci Hanks code. That's what the movie. Da Vinci code was. Yes. Okay. Well, that's so the question was whether or not that translated if a Gurgurth was just the rule and we're just discovering it via Gurg's ween. And so the Gurgurth, I've learned, is not the rule, because I would have what I would like to call a girth worm.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Oh, wow.
Complete withdrawing. Take a screenshot. Yes. Take a screenshot. Take a screenshot.
Oh, my God. Give me a minute. Give me a second here. I am taking a screenshot. Do the whole thing. Do the whole thing.
You could see how disappointed the worm I've drawn is as well.
He looks like Slimy from Sesame Street. Oh, like, wow. Just real, real sad. Okay, so we've got the girth worm. That's
Siege, how's your girth?
Well, I mean, where to begin? Do we want accurate? Do you want me to get out the measuring tape? It's right there.
No, I just you were supposed to do this. That's what homework is.
I
did, not,
yeah. No, I know. I did it. I did it, but I wanted like show you guys. I want to show it to you.
No,
I don't need that.
Hey,
in
Greg,
the back
you
of
showed
my mind.
Us your on your hand when you first started the show, so you don't get a vote here. But to be fair, I also don't want to see it.
Also, fake. If you showed me a dildo, that's one thing.
Liar.
Okay? But, oh, come on. You guys know than me.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
I can't do that. Come on. You know I can't share something like that. That's awful. That's when I knew I was supposed to be married to the person I was married to. because all that stuff went out the window. I had no shame. And maybe I should have, I guess. But it's...
Just yeah. On the curtain.
Yeah. Well...
Are we going to get into that story?
I'm not denying it, but I also... No. Can you just confirm for us, yes or no, Siege, do you have a girth?
No.
And does it relate to your wingspan?
I was kind of surprised. Well, I mean, I'm different. Okay. I don't know how to say it. It's that I was surprised at the circumference.
So I had a roommate who told me
how high
once,
that was.
He's like, assuming the way you're built, I'm guessing that it's skinny. I guess like a girth worm. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatever. Are we putting the rules of that at Siege? Big dude, big wiener. I hate this conversation so much.
Greg was like, I have a Gergard bark.
See Joe Possum?
If there's one thing I wish I could do as good as Brandon, it's come up with wordplay as fast as he does.
Gergardvark is not wordplay.
Remember that time we talked about the countries in South America, but as related to states in the southern U.S.? Like, that is amazing.
That was really good. Yeah. We missed so many good ones. Dude. Did we do Brazil-Illinois? I don't even think we did.
Dude, there were so many. But we were trying
technically
to go southern,
Illinois,
say,
not
like,
the South, so yeah. I didn't feel like we included that. But
this is when, like, I wish we had a...
Mississippi.
This is what I wish we had a working like document that said what was on each episode, so that way like we could go back to episode.
You mean literally the Golossoraptor?
No, because that one I just want people to know what the terms are. But if people want to go back and listen to us rattling off states that are taking South American names, like I have no idea what episode that was or the context at all, why we did that. But I just remember doing it laughing, and Brazil Illinois is very funny. Okay. Let's bring him in from the depths. In two words or less, Gravy, do you have girth?
No, I don't.
That was three.
That was three.
Thank you.
Too many words for Gravy on this episode. Take away a Google.
So I'm the only one of the... I mean, it makes sense that I'm
girth. It does make sense. The unit is literally named after you.
Yeah. So G in katakana twice should be the unit to shorten up what you looked up, Siege. I can't remember what it's literally, you can't say G without like the full letter G. I guess it could be pronounced J-I. God, I have to think about this. We'll come up with the unit so that way we can put some characters after girth measurements or gurgle. Or what would you say?
Gurgler?
Let's gurgle it.
Gravy gets to use his seven gurgles.
Well, dudes, I'm I'm traveling right now. I'm in a hotel room in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I don't think we established that up top as much as I could have.
Although cocaine and whores everywhere.
I didn't say I was staying in a casino resort hotel, so I'm sure most people... Hortel.
Hortel.
Somehow I got onto Glory Hole like research recently.
Oh, yeah?
Somehow?
How's that going for you?
Well, it was like... It was Reddit, obviously, and it was... There was a person coming out of a place that was first. It was Tom Segura talking about the glory hole. Okay,
coming where out of or into?
What he was like. He goes in and there's like a toothless yokel that's there, dude. And he was like, he's like, you heard about the glory hole? And he's like, is there someone else that's not you? And he's like, what do you think? And he was like, no. It's like a whole Tom Segura bit. It's very funny. And then I was like, the way he described it, I was like, is that Albuquerque? Because I can think of the place where it would be, but I wasn't debaucherous enough, and I was too innocent when I lived here. So I like looked, I started Googling it, and then I just got deep into gurgling. Thank you. I said gurgling it.
It's canon.
Hey, Gravy, would you add gurgle it to the sheet for me, please? Thank you. So I started gurgling it, and then like I just ended up, I was like, are there glory holes in Albuquerque even? And so there's not, according to the internet.
Bull. I can find some for you.
Well, okay. I could make some for you.
I'll let you know by the end of the show where to go.
I heard there's
I got a circle saw
and
$20.
I got a shiv. I'll just like, who needs a circle saw? Just like straight through the drywall. There's a, if the person next to me in the room next to me can hear this. Hi. Yeah. Anyway, New Mexico does not have any glory holes, if anyone was worried about that.
I got a list of at least 15 right here.
I'm going to believe you. But people were real bummed out that the one that was the dependable one was shut down. Okay. That's
which one was the dependable one?
I don't know. This has been about 10 days ago, to be fair, whatever. So, so I'm here for a funeral.
He's doing his pre-research before he visited.
We got to remember he's here.
Hey, Gerg, when did you buy plane tickets to go for the funeral? About 10 days ago.
Wasn't sure if I was going to go.
First of all, I think that if there's anything that we can all feel, maybe not, you'll probably push back, but if there's anything we can all feel safe about, it's that I am not doing that.
Like, yeah.
I don't think I don't think that's my scene. I don't think that.
I think that if there was one that was like, hey, Greg, we're not going to do anything to you, but you have to go in this stall and lift up your shirt and show us your belly button, you'd be like, no.
How dare you?
I won't. That's wrong.
So, yeah, you can tell by the giggling that I'm doing that you're 100% correct. Is there a camera? No. Now I want to do that. Oh, man.
I got maps for you, Greg.
No, I'm not asking for anything. I just wanted to know if the thing that Tom Segura was talking about was in Albuquerque, okay?
I found your hotel.
And maybe it is. You know where I am?
There's like three or four within walking distance.
No, there's not. There's nothing within walking distance of where I'm at, okay? Oh, literally. Yeah. There's... Yeah.
Albuquerque.
I don't know, man. The International District is right by you.
No, it's not. Yeah, I'm going to beep this, but I'm staying at the which is literally by itself in the middle of nowhere. Off of
Looking for it.
Siege is now gurgling.
There we go. Ooh. Are you kidding me? There's like four right off the
I don't believe you for one single second, because there's nothing out here, because it's all tribal land that isn't developed. So there we go.
This is beautiful.
Imagine like an Indian name for someone who works. Oh, look, it's Old Glory Hole.
Oh, there's a service where you can ride the tramway.
Is that innuendo or is that...
And well, be ridden while riding the tramway.
I have a bunch of friends that used to work the tram. They, I'll ask them about it.
That's definitely. Anyway.
The Mexican food in New Mexican food in Albuquerque is off the charts. If you're, I don't know when this will come out, but it's on my Instagram right now. And it's carne adobada, like, what is it called? Marinated beef put into a, basically a burrito.
Oh,
God. red and green chili. Just, it's incredible. If you haven't been to Albuquerque, definitely find someone who died and come to a funeral, because it's amazing.
Oh, man.
So
that means I got to hang out with people from Albuquerque.
I am from Albuquerque.
That's different. I didn't know that at only first. Kind of.
How do you think people feel about you and Spokane?
Again, not from here. Sydney.
So I got a rental car today, and I use Hertz Rental, and they let you
choose. There was a hole in the back seat.
What car? And I picked the one with a hole in the back. Turns out it was a gas tank. Sorry, everybody.
Still felt good.
Still, the suction is crazy. But they had all these cars, and I was like, you get a Nissan or whatever, and there was a Buick. I was like, all right, I'm going to get a luxury
car. Hell yeah, dude. So
I'm whipping around in a Buick out here. But it's a new car where it automatically connects to your phone once you set it up. And so I was like, oh, this is awesome. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I was listening to a very good audiobook, and it ended within like minutes of me getting in the car. And I was so clueless that it was about to be over that I was like disappointed. And then I like didn't find anything else. I just drove around in silence for a long time. But it's important that I share this audiobook with everybody, because I recently, the depression has had the better of me. And so I haven't been interested in listening to books or reading anything. I just want to look at TikTok full time. That's it. No podcast, nothing. And so I put out there on the radio station, 107.7 The End, and on my Instagram, and I was like, recommend a book. What's your favorite book that you want? And like, Gravy has recommended my favorite book series in my life, which is The Expanse. Everyone should read it, or even, I think even better, listen to it, because Jefferson Mays does such an awesome job with it. And so, yeah, that's great. And then a bunch of people said a bunch of things that I expected. Dungeon Crawler Carl, and
I've been listening to that.
I know. The Bobaverse, and a lot of things that resonated with me. But one of my friends that I don't hardly ever talk to was my first ever Seattle friend. Shout-outs to Maggie Baxter.
Sup, she dummy.
Texted me, and she was like, I don't care what anyone else says. You're reading my book first. Jarrett's Jade. I'm not reading that. And I was like, really? And she was like,
it's a porn book from the 70s.
She was like, listen, it is a book that is so Greg that you have to listen to it. I don't care what anyone else says. Like, I'll buy the book and mail it to you, but it's you're listening to my recommendation or reading my recommendation first.
Wow.
And I was like, okay.
She got it at Barnes and Gurgle.
more Barnes than Gurgle. All right.
No, that gets a ding.
Sorry, I really want to know about the book.
The book is by a guy called Michael Chabone.
Oh, yeah!
Nice. And she was like, it's the perfect time of year. You and your kid can listen to it. And I was like, no. I don't kids' books or whatever. But also, she, like, her father's a poet laureate. And she's like a weird, original, born in Seattle person. And so,
is that
like
Magna Cum Laude?
And she's like so literate that I'm like.
I dated a girl named Magna in college.
Magna or Magma?
Magna.
I wish you would date
a girl named Magma.
I wish I would.
That'd be sweet.
She made my on. Burn.
No, that was jalapenos.
Get the milk.
Sorry, Maggie Baxter. Read the. What was this book about?
It's called Summerland. Okay, and it's about the
Michael
beauty
Hotbone.
Of baseball in the summertime, and it takes place on a little place called Clam Island.
All right,
I just left a pause there for you guys because I knew that was coming.
I don't get it.
Which is off the coast of Bellingham, Washington.
Hey, wait, is there really an island out there called Clam Island?
No.
Okay. There's Lummy Island up there.
And
like
so
Isla de Mujeres.
And so there's four baseball teams of kids that play each other and whatever. That stuff doesn't necessarily matter. But also it starts off, there's like five chapters, short chapters about the author just describing about how when he was a kid, like he believed in a lot of like magic stuff, like fairies
ghosts.
And stuff like that. Okay. And then when he got old and they had to like have an abortion because there was a medical problem, he was like super bummed out and he like turned to baseball and his imagination for fairies came back. Okay, great. That sounds terrible. I get it. Then I start the book, and it's from the perspective of these like 11-year-old kids, so the Sandlot. But then they travel between kind of like parallel worlds around Earth that we can't see, and you can only see it like it's like Peter Pan. You can only see it when you're a kid because you believe or whatever.
Baseball via quantum physics.
And so they're like talking, they're setting us up for this. And within a couple chapters, they're like, Ethan's father, after his mother had died, after Ethan's mother had died, Ethan and his father moved to Clam Island, where he buried himself in his work as a dirigible engineer.
What? Wait a second. Wait a second.
This
doubles.
Back.
This doubles.
It's This Week in Blue.
There's so much more blimp in this than I thought there would be. Okay. It's not like the whole thing is about blimp, but it's also not just a casual mention to move the story along. It's like a critical part of the story. I got to say, Brandon, if you need a book to read, if you like this one, feels like a one that would be really good to read. But also the author is the guy who reads it. So he gets it's in his own voice, which is kind of cool. It's one of the best books I'll ever consume.
What's it called? Summerland?
Yeah, Summerland by Michael Chabon.
Oh, man, there's a lot going on here for me. There's Bellingham. There's blimps.
Clam.
There's baseball. Oh, I'm in.
Really for, I mean, Siege probably.
11-year-old boys.
But Siege, like I said.
There's a blimp on the cover.
Oh!
So, Gravy, you're a baseball guy. It might be too whimsical for Gravy. I don't know. But
famously,
like,
not a blimp guy, so he's out.
But see, that's the thing is, there's not enough blimp that it ruins it for non-blimp people.
18 wheelers.
So, if you need a little bit of just like whatever it is that made the Sandlot magic, where it's just kids believing and playing baseball, and it's like an escape or whatever, and you want it to have magic people and giants and lifeguards. A Sasquatch,
it might work for Gravy. It's on an island, right? So I'm sure they got to take boats.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Are there boats in the book, Greg?
Yeah, there's a few boats. Yeah.
See, Gravy, it's good. It's good for you.
Because originally, Gravy boat. He's literally wearing a USF Fife hat right now, so it's like you can't.
Yeah. Do they take big warships out to Clam Island?
Yes. Sure.
To be fair, I don't know what kind of it's boat the Fife is.
I don't know.
But
how
if it's like
big.
Anything like real Fife, Destroyer. It's smelly. Is it a smelly boat, Gravy? It's a smelly boat.
Smelly boat.
So yeah.
There's blimps in the chapter or in the book of Dungeon Crawler Carl that I'm on right now.
Oh man. I feel like blimps are having a
moment. Or at least they're talking about dirigibles, and I was just Brandon.
Is it one of those things where are blimps having a moment, or is it like when you like think about buying the new Prius and then you start seeing them everywhere and you're like, oh wow.
No,
I wish I had blimps.
Blimps are having a moment.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Blimps
there's
never
there's
didn't
literally
have
two
a moment.
Subreddits for them. So well, I mean,
granted, one of them is actively failing.
I mean,
seeking
so are most
new
blimps.
Ownership. Yeah, so, that's true.
Let's steal it. Let's yeah. steal it.
Oh my
steal
god!
It. Which one is
Siege
it?
Siege become
or
the
airships?
Moderator of. The
I think it's airship. I think airship gonna, singular.
All the porn that shows up on my Reddit, I'm just going to post it in there.
Can you imagine if Siege worked his magic to make airship better than airships, but with no actual content?
The fact that our blimp kink already exists makes me think, and it's not bigger than airships, makes me think that Siege has already missed his chance.
No, but he could just take over that one then. You know what I mean?
True,
like,
true.
Or what if he took airship to go to war with blimp kink next? I think this should happen. I mean, I'm not going to literally do anything because I can barely function, but, you know. Yeah.
No, they sunk the USS Fife.
Gravy was not on it at the time, I don't think.
Did they do it on purpose?
It's only helicopters that give out under Gravy, not boats. Sorry, Gravy.
See, this is why we can't let Gravy talk. He just brought down the mood by talking about sinking ships. Meanwhile, we're in Whimsy and taking over blimp.
They do it on purpose to train.
Helicopters like blimp adjacent. Is that why he hates blimp?
Yes.
Maybe.
I feel like helicopters are 1,000 times more dangerous, though. Maybe 2,000 times more dangerous. Yeah. Gravy?
Yeah, they don't fly. They just beat the air into submission.
Beat the air into submission, yeah.
Sounds right. Like what Greg is
Speaking
doing.
Speaking of
with
beating
his penis.
Things into submission,
yes. Gurgle it. And we'll be right back.
There was one point on the show that I was listening to. I think it was before I joined last week, where Greg, you said a bunch of stuff, and then you said, "Oh, I'm bleeping all of that." And then you didn't.
Yeah.
Was it okay?
It was fine. Yeah. I was it was great. Everything you said, I was like, oh, this is. Yeah. And there was another part where there was like dead silence for a really long time. And you were like, started talking as if you were going to edit it. And then you didn't.
Sorry, boys. I can't.
It's even better that way, though.
No, it's even better. Way.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, well, what was the episode that we just basically had a show meeting?
Was that like when it was just you and me, or
yeah?
Oh yeah, you were talking about like why we can't use any of our segments as
clips,
like fodder for clips and stuff.
Oh
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Oh man, Brandon listened to it.
I did.
No, Brandon's one of our strong listeners for sure. He listens way more than I do, that's for sure. But I listen editing it sometimes, so
yeah,
not every time. Shout outs to
you blame Brandon for that?
100%.
Why did I blame Brandon? I mean, sure,
for not being able to use our clips because Brandon talks too much or goes too long or something.
No, I didn't blame Brandon for that. No.
I blame Brandon.
No, it's just that we get so it was the rationale was that it's such an ADHD experience that
it takes kings.
10 minutes to get to any point, and the amount of editing that you and then there's so many little barbs that bring it all together that you can't remove them for it to be funny, and then by the time you land the plane, I mean, it's amazing, but also if we land the plane, some of those planes are just still out there coasting. But yeah, what was that?
Blimp. You kept saying blimp.
Yeah, they're just out there floating, Space blimp. They're just out there floating.
Shout outs to Helen J. From the Instagram. She messaged me to say, dude, with 100 laughing faces. The latest podcast episode, 435, is that what the last one was? Has me howling with laughter, just like Brandon in the grocery store. Well done. And I said, oh man, it was a lot. She said, and congratulations on your vasectomy. Thank you. That's great.
Congrats on your snip.
One more thing. I don't think you're dead inside. You seem to care more than you let on, sending virtual hugs because it sounds like you're going through a rough patch.
Rough patch?
Yeah, it's... I think it's just the second phase of my life.
I was going to say this rough patch started in 2022.
I just said it's hard to manage being a good person with trying to understand the point of it all. And so, listen, all I want is to live like a kind and happy life. And then all I see everywhere around me all the time is how that's not possible. And so, first of all, she's very nice, and I'm not trying to diminish what she's saying. I'm just trying to explain myself here that, like, all of the things that I wanted to go right in my life that I thought were going right all fell apart. And so the wanting to do well and being able to find a reason to do well is there's a pretty big gulf between those two, the Gulf of America. And so
pretty big gulf.
Big gulp. Well, see ya.
big gurgle. I'm trying to
big gurgle. I was gonna say. I was trying to think. Big girth.
The gurgle of the girth of America.
The girth of America. I'm sorry.
That's Florida.
Sorry to ruin the very real thing that you're talking about. But
yeah, it's all
this
good.
Is why we can't use our clips.
This is exactly right. You're actually right. It is your fault, Brandon.
That's all right. I'm going to go City Sweetie's boobs myself. It's fine.
You want to do it Japanese style? We can second for each other? City Sweetie's boobs each other.
City Sweetie's boobs.
So anyway, I find myself a lot, though, where it's like I'm supposed to be emotionally affected by things, and they don't emotionally affect me, and I'm like, oh... Like, I care, but the emotional part of me is, like, maybe not dead, but significantly damaged. Like, I'm with my brothers are in town, too, and we were supposed to get hotels together and all that, and they just, like, ended up staying at my cousin's house and then being like, oh, you're not on the group chat? And I was like, that seems about right that I wouldn't be part of the family. All right. And I guess to her point, like, yeah, I'm mad about that, but also I was like... all right, well, I'll just be mean, I guess. And then they're being drunk idiots. And I'm like, you guys are actually dumb. And they're like, well, what do you mean so mean? I'm like, well, because you're being actually dumb. And so, yeah, like, Helen, thanks so much for that. But I just find it difficult to feel things. And I think,
to accept and so, that I'm not dead inside.
I wrote you guys a message as the plane was taking off, and I do this all the time. And I don't know why I didn't send it, because I honestly don't know why I didn't send it. But I was like, well, we're about to take off. If my plane crashes, I want you to know that my life seems meaningless, but you guys are pretty neat. See you in hell. And then I didn't send
you.
That. Yeah, I didn't send it. I mean, come on.
No, I was saying thank you for not sending that.
Yeah, well...
I don't want to hear those things from
you. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyone else have anything to say?
I was thinking,
Greg, could you milk me?
I was thinking earlier, because I've been surrounded by some heaviness in the family. And I was thinking, like, oh man, like they did this. Basically, it's funny. My wife's family had a significant loss, and they did this event that they felt very proud of themselves for doing. It was like basically a wake, which it was a great event. People got together, shared stories, and it was awesome. It was very, very nice. And I started thinking about how nervous I would be if you guys showed up at a wake with the rest of my family to share stories about me if I were dead. And then I was like, oh, I guess I wouldn't care very much because I would be dead, but it would be very entertaining for everybody else there.
Teacher brother would love it.
Teacher brother
would, make up some
would be correcting you in the process.
Then why is he always asking for Greg's and my help, which we still haven't given him?
I think we did, but I just
haven't passed it along yet.
But to the point, I was thinking as I was imagining.
It's is what it is, Steven.
Oh, don't tell him. Oh, I was withholding.
I was sitting there imagining being dead with you guys hanging out at my wake and thinking
can
about.
Can you see us? Are you like there and you're like, look at these nerds.
I just pictured, I wasn't feeling very creative, so in my imagination, in my girth that I created in my mind, it was at the same place that I was just at awake.
Well, it was a nice place. We might as well use it.
You guys had all of my audio equipment there because that's what you had to do to do it. And I was like, man, those would be the worst people to share at that thing for the audience. And I was also just picturing the audience that was there for my father-in-law.
Rich, white, right America.
And I was like, oh, man, those guys would be the worst people to share at my wake, but also the only people that would actually want to share.
They would be so mad when I climb in the casket with you and snuggle you.
When you climax in the casket?
When I climax into the casket and then snuggle you.
Just lotion, no worry.
Wait, into... That reminds me of the Dimitri Martin joke. Is it worse to pee in the pool or pee into the pool? It's kind of the same.
Pee into the pool, yeah.
Are you going to climax in the casket or climax into the casket?
You know that that's definitely based on a, like, either being high, well, probably, or somebody learning a foreign language, because like those two are different things that you have to learn. But if you're a native speaker, then you just understand the difference, like being on a plane when you should be in a plane because no one's on the plane.
Anyway. George Carlin joke. I'm not getting on the plane. I'm getting in the plane.
I'm not familiar. I found a guy on, I just took a note of this. It's in my notes app, but I found a guy on TikTok. Maybe we can get like a GoFundMe or something together. And we could get $70,000 together to buy a 1988 Wisdom Gravitron, a state fair ride. It's the Tilt-A-Whirl, only it has a roof on it, and you get in, and it's blinking lights and probably black
lights. Gravitron is a staple of my youth.
Yeah, that's like a if lots of barf probably has happened to those. Officer Brunch told me that don't if any cop ever lets you he's your friend and says like you need a ride, don't be like let me ride in the back because he's like you don't understand how much shit and piss is back there. It's so bad. It's like we do not clean that enough for it to be good. Oh, so if anyone offers to. If a cop ever's ever like, hey, you can, you need a ride? Just like make sure you get to sit up front because otherwise don't do it. So, anyway.
In the front, there's just a lot of cum.
So much.
Sorry.
Anyway, can we buy a Gravitron and then can we podcast from inside of it?
No.
Probably no, but also yes. Are those PPP loans still available?
Yeah, I promise you the Gravitron is for my personal protection.
Now I feel bad about having been mean to my brothers because one of them is a banker and he definitely specialized in getting those loans during the pandemic. So,
dude,
what's it
so
for?
Talk to him now. See if he can still get one.
Don't
see
worry
if he can...
about it. How much does it spin? The most.
Yeah, enough.
What do you do with it? Get inside of it.
Get in, loser.
Listen, it's going to keep our corporation from going under. We need this.
That'd be a fun office, you know, instead of all these breweries that are like what are they doing? They're like all the breweries, they just like repurpose old factories and they're like, look, it's cool and exposed and cheaper because we don't have to put a roof on it anymore. It's like, yes, that except for a Gravitron. This is our office now.
Can you imagine a workspace like how people go to coffee shops to just kind of set up shop and then like
this is my WeWork.
It is full of we. There's also the Gravitron, not a Gergerth.
Oh. They say that you're supposed to get up from your desk and walk around 10 minutes every hour. Would we just fire up the Gravitron?
Fired up.
Get the blood flowing.
Oh, can I be the announcer in the middle?
In the DJ booth?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, you have the sound effects and it's like seven more lines of coke.
That's where the guest goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh,
well,
man.
Does anyone else got anything? Because I'm ready to switch gears to everyone's favorite game of chance. It's not of chance, is it?
Do it. I won last week, and I'm feeling stoked.
But did you win?
I did. With a chicken. With an old chicken.
With an old rubber chicken?
No, a real chicken named Pearl.
I wish I could remember any of this.
There's an old lady chicken named Pearl. She lived 14 years and 69 days. And I guess the first part, you gave me the second part. You gave us all the second part.
Yeah. I gave you all 69.
Old dirty bird.
All right. See, you hit it.
Maybe.
Well, welcome to Guinness Time, where we look at Guinness World Records, and then we have each of these dummies take a guess on what they think the record is, and Price is Right rules, and whoever wins gets to be the galactic champion of the Gravitron from now on. champion.
Can I say that I do hope that we can introduce a new rule, which is if we all go over, the person who is the furthest over gets the point.
Yes!
No. The person who is the furthest over gets minus 1 point. Okay,
it's fine. Nerd
inverted
talk
prices, right? Inverted prices, right?
Man, that's crazy. I just.
What if you have the most negative points?
When we play,
it's not golf rules. Okay, we're not playing golf rules.
New golf rules.
What about new?
When
golf?
We play, when we play Guinness Time on the whirly thing, whatever it's called, the.
Gravitron,
thank you. When we play that, can we call it the Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Misfortune?
Yeah.
There they go. Yeah, it's already trademarked, yeah. Probably, Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. So, all right. Well, a Canadian, we should call this the Canadian necktie. The world record for most neckties worn at once. bang.
Oh.
But also...
Oh.
But not like Oh, guys, I got to tell you about how I was at the airport and there was like one of those old ladies that like works out too much and also eats like birdseed only. And she was like dressed in super tight clothing and she bent over right in front of me. And I was like, God damn it, Bang. Most neckties, I mean, hideous, just the worst. Okay. Most neckties.
The places he will go.
Worn at once by a Canadian. It's by anybody, but she happens to be Canadian.
Oh, it is a woman. Does she have a really long neck?
Let me double check your neck. She has a nice neck. It's attractive enough.
Nice.
Okay, so Brandon, you won last week, so you get to go first this week. Brandon.
Yeah.
Most neckties worn at once.
113.
113. Second place last week was probably Gravy. Looking at both of you.
Which one was less of an idiot?
Gravy, what do you think? Most neckties worn at once.
69.
Now you silly goose.
And Siege, bring it up to the caboose.
420.
Well, congratulations. At 360 neckties worn at once, Brandon with the points.
Oh.
So many. On fire.
I'm gonna win this next one and do a walk-off, mostly because my kid is screaming and I got to go.
Okay, great. Ready? Serial record breaker Muhammad Rashid, who has been mentioned on this podcast many times.
Also Canadian.
Of Pakistan. Yeah. Holds over 50 world records.
Pakistan-ada.
What? Oh, it doesn't actually say this. They're just talking about one of the ones he set, but they don't say what the record is. Never mind. Minus one for him.
I win that one. No, I win that one.
And Siege.
We're tied.
No gurgling,
the tiebreaker.
All right. Okay. Why are all these? I'm so sorry, guys. There's all of these that are like a guy spitting a golf ball into a wall.
Yeah.
But it's just like
into my mouth.
He has the record for doing this. Congratulations. And I'm like, well, what is the record? You
by the book.
Yeah, right. There's like happy 70th birthday. God, this is annoying. All right. Well, winning it 1-0 to one.
No, whoa. That's tied.
Most wives mad at them because most daughters are screaming in their bed.
Most coconuts smashed with one hand in 1 minute.
Oh, ow. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, it looks truly awful, and he looks miserable as he's doing it.
30.
And it gets harder and harder.
30.
Gravy?
19.
And Siege? 24. Well, congratulations to Brandon. Most coconuts smashed with one hand in 1 minute. 122. Wow.
That's bull. There's no way. I need to see that. That doesn't make sense. I need to see that Canadian.
You know what's less believable is that his name is Abhish P. Dominic of India. So
send me that Canadian necktie, lady. Bye.
Okay, there we go. Congratulations to Brandon for winning Guinness time.
Doesn't count. I'm doing.
Congratulations
this
to Siege for winning Guinness time.
Thank you,
Brandon. Quit. He forfeits.
Yeah, he left early. He wasn't here for the wrap up.
Yeah, just a mustache hair in my beard, no big deal. All right. Oh, well, nice.
Was it yours?
This has been a weird show from the 505. Well, one of us from the 505. It dawned on me the other day, Siege, I saw something from you somewhere and it had your area code on it. And I was like, what area code is this? No idea what any of the Florida area codes are. I can recognize Gravy's 808 and all the Washington and a bunch of other ones and New York and stuff like that. But like yours was like had like a letter in it probably or something. It was really wild. Yeah. So, okay. So anyway, it's time to wrap this sucker up. It's what did we learn this week? After all, this is a heady girth worm episode.
A girthy show.
This is a girthy show. Gravy.
Well, I mean, Brandon got out of here early because he's moving to Clam Island to start his dirigible business to ferry around 11-year-old boys.
Wow. Wow.
And then when it eventually crashes, Siege is going to bring his casket to the nearest glory hole.
Apparently. Correct.
He's got an app.
Guys, I've got a business idea. Are you a goth? We've got an idea for you. Goth glory hole is my new favorite.
Well, casket.
Glory holes in the side of a casket.
Dude, this is such a good idea. Get some like vampire check together.
Oh my god. I bet I could have that up and running before Halloween.
GGH, everybody.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.